看福音20章1到18节。七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说：有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。彼得和门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，到了坟墓，低头往里面看，往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了，因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里面看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说：夫人，你为什么哭？他说：因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说：夫人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看远的，就对他说：先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说：玛利亚。玛利亚就转过来用希伯来话对他说：拉波尼。耶稣说：不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说：我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父；见我的神，也是你们的神。抹大拉的玛利亚就告诉门徒说：我已经看见了主，又将主对他说的话，这话告诉他们。
谢谢。You know, Jesus is unique.
耶稣是独特的。
Unique as a person.
他身为一个人是独特的。
And he's unique in many, many different ways.
在很多不同的地方也是有他的独特性。
His uniqueness began from the time he was born.
他的独特性从他出生开始就显出来了。
Because we saw his birth was through a virgin.
我们知道他的是处女所生的。
And his death is also unique.
他的死亡也是独特的。
Because it fulfilled all the prophecies that is spoken about how he would die.
因为他实现了许许多多的预言。
And even beyond that, after his death, we see in this story the uniqueness.Of him who was risen from the dead.
其实在死后，我们也看到耶稣的独特性，看在他的复活的记载上面。
And his death is unique.
他的死是独特的。
He's unique because when he died, he did not die for anything but for us.
他的死，因为他的死的是独特，因为他是不是为了其他，是为了我们而死。
It is also unique in after he died, he was the way he was buried.
他被埋葬的方式也是独特的。
He didn't have a grave or a tomb.
耶稣他并没有自己的墓地。
But he was given one.
他有人给他一个坟墓。
And a personal one in fact.
他是一个他自己本身要自己要留给自己用的。
And this grave or this tomb belonged to this person by the name of Joseph of Arimathea.
这个墓地他是一个亚利马太的约瑟，他属于他的。
And Arimathea is the place where Joseph come from.
这个亚利马太是他来的地方。
And the place is unknown.
这个地方我们不知道，现在不可考了。
But the name actually is more Semitic than Greek.
这个亚利马太这个名字其实是一个犹太名。
And it's traced back to the Hebrew root of this word pomegranate.
它的这个字根，这个意思就是可以是石榴的意思。
And pomegranate to the Greek people, it is actually a symbol of fertility and death.
对这个希腊人来讲，这个石榴这个字呢是代表多产，可是也代表死亡的意思。
And so it is unique in the sense that Joseph, whose name actually means he will add or he will add on.
这个约瑟这个名字就是说他会增加的意思。
And for him who will add on, who came from a place that symbolizes life and death, to bury the giver of life.
所以一个他的名字是要他会增加，他从这个这个多产跟死亡这个地方来的，是为了耶稣预备他的坟墓。
And that's how unique God is in preparing all this.
所以我们看到耶稣神在预备这一切的时候是多么的独特。
You see, Joseph, he came to the Roman authorities to ask for permission to take down Jesus' body.
约瑟他来到罗马的这个官长前面，来要求说来把耶稣的尸体给他。
And we know the scripture tells us because the Passover was the next day.
我们知道这个逾越节是隔一天，就是逾越节。
And the religious leader also didn't want to have any bodies hanging on the cross as well.
那时候宗教领袖他们也不希望能够在十字架上有尸体。
And so he was able to get the Roman authorities to give him that permission to bring down that body on that day.
所以约瑟他有办法让这个罗马官长答应把这个耶稣的身体给他。
And so he brought Nicodemus along with him.
所以那时候有另外一个陪伴他的人叫尼哥底母。
Nicodemus and him, both of them are actually secret believers of Jesus Christ.
尼哥底母跟约瑟其实是他暗暗的来跟随耶稣。
But now this day they came out of the closet, so to speak.
他们就从这个柜子里面出来了。
And they brought Jesus' body to be buried in this tomb.
他们承认他们是耶稣的门徒，他们就把耶稣的身体埋在这个坟墓里面。
And this tomb is said to be in this private garden.
这个坟墓是在一个这个这个私人的这个园子里面。
Where the rich people lay their dead there.
这是属于一个很富有的人的一个园子。
And it's nearby to this nearby to the Calvary.
在这个各个他的附近。
And it has a gardener actually looking after this place, this garden.
这个园子有一个看园子的人。
And that's why it explained why when Mary saw Jesus, she thought he was the gardener.
这就解释说为什么玛利亚看到耶稣的时候，她一开始会误认为是看园子的。
And also, it also tells us or explains why she assumed somebody took the body because this grave did not belong to Jesus.
她也就是她就假设说这个耶稣不属于这个墓地的这个主人，所以说他的身体被挪走了。
And the other uniqueness of this story is of Jesus' death is the first witnesses were women.
另外一个独特的地方是第一个见证人是一个妇女。
You know that the Eastern culture at that time, they do not accept a woman's witness or testimony.
在那时候的中东的背景，他们妇女不能当成见证人。
They will never be invited to the court there to make to bear testimony for anything.
他们不会到法院去见证，那没有办法。
But God uses them to be the first witnesses of the resurrection story.
所以神用妇女成为第一个见证人。
And why is this important?
为什么这个很重要呢？
Because you can trust the Bible.
因为我们能够相信圣经。
The Bible tells everything truthfully.
圣经就是忠实的把事情记载下来。
It's not like secular history.
不是像世俗的历史事件。
哦，那些丑事不写出来的。
丑事不写出来。
Okay, they would omit such an account of the woman making such a witness.
他甚至把妇女成为见证人是写在这个是有被当时的有违背当时的习惯习俗的。
But the Bible does not.
但是圣经它就很忠实的记载下来。
And the fact that Mary's assumption that someone stole the body tells us something too.
玛利亚她先假设说有人把这个尸体偷走，也是一个很独特的地方。
Because she didn't expect Jesus to rise from the dead.
因为她并没有预期耶稣从死里复活。
In fact, all the disciples did not believe or understand that Jesus will rise from the dead.
因为他的门徒都不知道耶稣会从死里复活。
And John actually tells us in parenthesis in verse 9.
其实约翰在第九节也有讲到。
You know, we can excuse their ignorance.
我们可以对他们的无知来这个来找借口。
Because even though Jesus has taught them and told them that he's going to resurrect after 3 days, they still cannot understand or have a clue that it will happen.
其实耶稣在死前他已经说了许许多多的次，说他要死后复活。
Because they have not seen anybody resurrected from the dead.
因为他们从来没有看过死人复活。
But we cannot excuse ourselves.
但是我们没有借口。
Because we have the biblical testimonies of those first-hand eyewitnesses recorded for us in the Bible.
因为我们读到圣经，圣经都是许多都是第一手的证人，他们告诉我们。
Unless you don't believe in the Bible.
除非你不相信圣经。
But we who claim to believe the Bible, we should believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
相信圣经的就要相信耶稣的复活。
You know, there was a survey taken many years ago.
有一个调查，在几年前有一个调查。
And not just one, but many of them.
有许多的调查。
But in one of them, they found that many Christians do not believe in the resurrection.
调查结果发现很多基督徒不相信复活。
And the survey was taken here in America.
在美国所做的调查。
Because they don't believe it's scientifically possible for the dead to rise from the dead, from the grave.
因为就科学来讲，你没有办法解释为什么人可以从死里复活。
I hope you are not one of them.
我希望你不是其中的一个。
And recently, just recently, very recent, they found that 51% Christians don't know what is the Great Commission.
最近的调查报告，51%的基督徒不知道什么是大使命。
You know, I cite all this to tell you that you know there's a lot of Christians out there who do not believe or who do not know the Bible well.
我来引用这些调查数据，是要告诉大家，有许多基督徒其实并不知道说所信的是什么。
You see, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead must be believed by faith and not by your intellect.
耶稣基督复活的事情必须要用我们的信心来接受，不是我们的智慧。
And faith does not mean we throw away our brains.
这个信心并不是说我们就不思考了。
Because we believe because there are people who actually saw the risen Savior.
我们相信是因为有人亲眼见到。
People who have touched his hand and felt the side where he was pierced.
有人摸他的手枪伤和他肋旁的枪伤。
And faith is trusting God what man cannot do or understand.
信心就是相信神能够做人不能做的事。
And unless we believe God has the power over death, we will not be able to believe that Jesus rose from the dead.
除非我们相信神有征服死权的战胜死权的可能，要不然我们没有办法相信为什么耶稣会复活。
And Jesus is unique because he rose from the dead.
耶稣基督很独特，因为他从死里复活。
Not just the circumstances that led to his death or burial and his resurrection, but he is truly risen from the dead.
不只是他的墓地，他的坟墓，他为他准备的人这些的独特，他从死里复活，这个是最独特的。
And then, even his teaching is unique.
他的教导也是独特的。
Nobody has ever thought that about the resurrection of the dead.
从来没有人讲到说这个教导说从死里复活的。
Nobody who founded a religion ever taught such a thing. The only closest was the Buddhists that they talked about reincarnation rather than resurrection of the dead.
从来没有其他宗教讲到说从死里复活。或许佛教有在讲到说这个轮回，可是这个不是一样的意思。
But Jesus taught this about himself.
但是耶稣他描述他自己会死里复活。
You know, having heard what Mary say, John and Peter they ran to the tomb.
玛利亚在告诉约翰和彼得之后，他们就往坟墓那边跑去。
And John actually outran Peter because the other person that they didn't mention the name is John himself. He actually outran Peter to the tomb first.
约翰其实跑得比彼得快，他已经先到了这个坟墓。
And so upon arrival, he dare not go in.
他没有进去。
He probably stood outside and peeked into the grave.
或许从外面从往里面这样偷看。
And he saw strips of linen used for binding Jesus' body lying on the floor.
他看到这个细麻布在地上。
But it was the impulsive Peter who was coming from behind who ran right past him and went straight into the
这个就是很冲动的彼得，他后来沮丧，他进来，他到了之后，他就冲进这个坟墓。
And when he went in, he not only saw the cloth on the floor, but he saw the cloth, the linen that was that wrapped Jesus' head, folded neatly and placed in a separate place in the tomb.
所以他不但看到细麻布，他还看到耶稣的裹头巾，折好是放在另外一处。
You know, I'm imagining this, okay?
大家来想想看，想象看看。
The cloth that is lying on the floor is because he was all wrapped up, right? Like a mummy. So that cloth came up and on the floor. But then the last piece, he took out himself and he folded it and put it on that place.
耶稣他身体是被这个细麻布裹起来，所以他起来的时候先把这个细麻布解开，他最后把这个头部也解开了，然后把它折好放在里面。
And John...Who came in after Peter?
约翰他随着彼得也进去了。
And then he found the tomb was indeed empty as Mary said.
他的确，他也发现说这个坟墓是空的，就像玛利亚所说的。
And both of them at least believed that Jesus' body was missing.
他们两个都相信说耶稣的身体已经不在了。
But they did not believe in the resurrection still.
但是他们那时候还不相信有复活的事情。
And we know that because of verse 9.
因为我们看到第九节这边有讲到。
And I said earlier, Jesus has taught over and over to the disciples, especially the last part of his life, about his death and his resurrection.
我们之前看到不断的看到耶稣已经教导门徒许许多多次他有关他要受死和复活的事情。
And yet, there is no understanding or expectation that this will happen.
但是他们没有预期说这个事情真的是成就了。
You know, it's just like us, you know, for them.The scriptures, or the Jesus is the one who tells them the scriptures. But for us, we read the scriptures.
在那时候，他们是耶稣告诉他们这些经文。但是在我们现在是读这些经文。
And so we can read the scriptures over and over again, but we will not understand how it is possible for someone to rise from the dead.
我们可以经文一次又一次的读，但是我们没有办法了解或是真正的相信说人怎么能够从死里复活呢？
Because the reason we are doing that is because we cannot understand is because we read it with a logical mind rather than with a heart of with faith.
如果说我们是用一个很人的知识，用那个逻辑人的逻辑的话，你没有因为没有办法接受，除非你是用信心来接受。
You see, you need to understand at the same time you need to have heart.The faith part.
你要有一个有信心的心。
You see, spiritual thing cannot just be understood by the mind.
属灵的事情没有办法用知识来理解的。
And what I mean is, when we read the scriptures, is that we come with all our human understanding and assumptions, and try to explain God's word with it.
我们读经的时候，很多时候我们用自己的先入为主的观念，或是一些自己的知识来解释。
You see, interpreting scriptures is important.
这个读这个经或解释这个经也是很重要的。
But God's Spirit must give illumination to our heart and our mind.
但是神的灵他要告诉我们，他要给我们亮光。
You know, often we read scriptures is we read it as though, you know, our reading of scriptures today is we just merely read the word and then we ask that question how to apply it.
我们有时候读经的时候，就读完之后就直接跳到说怎么样来应用。
You see, the study of the Bible is not about just application.
读经并不是只是为了要应用。
It's to know God more and more.
更重要是要越来越知道神。
If it's just merely about application, you know, you will come out still very legalistically.
如果只是为了要这个在生活上应用的话，常常会还是会有律法的一个成分在里面。
You know, you will come out like the Pharisees.
就像法利赛人一样。
Because there is no real knowledge of God.
他们读了许多的经文，他们还是没有对神真正的认识。
No real knowledge of who God is and what He can do and how He is like.
没有对神真正的了解。
You never understand God is holy, God is powerful, and God.Is more than a man.
没有办法了解说神是圣洁，神是全能，神他是比人还有能力的。
And without that knowledge of God, there is no renewal of our mind.
没有这样知识的话，我们心意就没有办法更新。
And there's no off, and then when there's no renewal of the mind, there is no willingness to offer our lives for God to use.
我们就没有办法把我们的身体献上当作活祭。
And Paul talks about this in Romans 12:1-2.
在罗马书十二章一到二节有讲到。
See, in order for spiritual growth to take place, the Holy Spirit must convince our mind and convict our heart.
要属灵的成长，我们必须要先让圣灵来在我们心中来做啊责备并且督责的工作。
We study the scriptures most of the time only for the mind.
我们很多时候从知识面来知道来读经。
But do we really believe the scriptures?
我们真的相信这个经文吗？
Do we really let the work of the Spirit use the scriptures to transform us, to convict us?
我们真的使用允许圣灵在我们的心里面动工责备 督导我们吗？
Because the Spirit of God will take the scriptures to do that.
因为神的灵和他的话语会一起来做这样的工作。
Then there will be faith and there will be obedience to God.
就会有信心，就会有顺服对神。
It was only after the disciple received the Spirit, when Jesus breathed the Spirit into him, then they understood.
门徒一直到这个神赐下圣灵之后，神耶稣对他们吹气的时候，他们才了解他们的这个经文的意思。
And then they began to believe that Jesus is truly resurrected from the dead.
他们才相信耶稣的的确确的从死里复活了。
But at this point, we know that they did not believe yet.
在这边我们看到，他们即使看到了，也不相信。
They cannot relate it to the fact that Jesus has said before that he is going to rise from the dead.
他没有办法跟这个耶稣先前所说的教导来连在一起。
In fact, probably they forgot everything that Jesus taught them.
或许那时候已经早就忘记耶稣之前说了什么了。
And also especially the resurrection.
尤其是有关复活的教导。
Just like us, when you hear this message, after that you walk out, you forget everything.
就像我们一样，我们有时候听完讲道出去就忘记了。
I probably can be sure that some of you already forgotten the first point.
你们当中很多人可能已经忘记第一点是什么了。
I'm not surprised.
我不会感到惊讶。
You see, God's word must be believed and experienced.
神的话语必须要来，我们要相信它，并且要体验它。
Then it will stay with you.
才会在我们心里面存留下来。
And God's Spirit takes His word and quicken our hearts.To want to respond and obey God.
神的灵把他话语在我们心里面活化，让我们能够行出来。
If not, you will always be studying but never learning. And in fact, the scripture says this, that you will all, Paul talks about it. You are always studying but you never learning.
要不然就是常常是我们只是知识上的、脑筋上的一个增长，但是没有真正的了解。
And there will be no transformation.
并没有改变。
You see, words cannot change somebody.
话语没有办法改变一个人。
You know, if you can, how come your children don't listen to you?
如果可以的话，我们的孩子为什么不听我们的话呢？
Still don't listen to you after you tell them 100 and 200, 300, 400, 1,000, they still don't listen to you.
我们很多时候已经讲了上千上百次，他们还是不听。
And they still does not change.
还是没有改变。
See, words cannot change us.
话语本身没有办法改变。
The spirit can.
但是灵可以。
God's Spirit can change us, and our spirit, when we respond well, can change us.
神的灵可以改变我们，当我们的灵在回应的时候，也能够改变我们。
You see, Jesus' teaching is unique, not just the fact that he taught about the resurrection is unique in its transmission.
耶稣的教导，他不只是有独特，不只是因为他讲到他的复活，而且他是讲到他是一个有传播力的。
It's transmission and its revelation to our spirit through His Spirit.
他不但传播，并且在我们心里面显像给我们。
And that's why Paul tells us to walk in the Spirit, obey the Spirit, listen to the Spirit.
所以保罗要教导我们要顺从圣灵而行。
And so question is, what is the Spirit speaking to you every time you read His Word?
所以问题是，圣灵在告诉我们，我们在读经的时候，圣灵告诉我们什么？
And thirdly, His voice is unique.
第三点，他的声音是独特的。
You know, The story goes on in from verses 10 to 16. It tells us that Peter and John went away after they found the tomb is empty.
在第十节之后，我们看到彼得和约翰他们已经看到身体不见了，他们就回住处了。They
resigned to the fact that, yeah, the body is missing. What can we do? And they left.
他们就接受说，这个身体已经不在那边了，我们也没有办法做什么事情，所以他们就回去了。And
that's a typical man's response, right?
这个就不是，这个就是常常是男人的回应，不是吗？
But because you see, Mary is different.
但是我们看到玛利亚不一样。
Mary stayed around crying and weeping, hoping to find an answer why the body is missing.
玛利亚在那边，她痛哭，她想要知道说主的身体在到哪里去了。
And men don't shed tears, only shed blood, right? Chinese says.
这个好汉流血不流汗。 有这句吗？
Because it's a sign of weakness.
因为流眼泪，这个英雄有泪不轻弹。
But at least they could do better, right?
但是他们至少可以做好一点吧。
They could be upset about it, or they could put more effort to see what's happened to the missing body.
至少他们可以花点时间来研究到底这个主的身体到哪里去了呢？
But we read that Mary stayed and she wept, and she wanted to know what happened.
玛利亚她就留在那边，她想要找出说到底怎么回事。
And we find that we read here that she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white.
所以她又再次进到这个坟墓里面，她看到两个天使是身穿白衣。
And they were seated where Jesus' body had been placed.
这两个天使坐在耶稣身体所放的地方。
One at the head part and the other at the foot part.
一个在头，一个在脚。
And the angels, when they saw her, the angels asked, "Woman, why are you crying?"
天使对他们说，对她说，妇人，你为什么哭泣？
She replied, "They have taken my Lord away. I don't know where they have put him."
她说，因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。
Mary is going to get her answer.
她希望得到她的答案。
Because she stayed on. And God revealed to him the resurrected Christ, or revealed to her the resurrected Jesus.
因为他继续待下来，他想要知道答案，所以神就向他显现了。
Because at this moment, someone appeared before her.
在这个时候，有人在他面前显现了。
She didn't recognize who this person was.
她认不出来这个人是谁。
But she mistook this person to be the gardener.
但她以为这个人是看园子的。
And she asked the question to him. He says, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him. I will get him."
先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。
So she's thinking in her mind that this gardener took the body out of the tomb because this tomb don't belong to this body and put it somewhere else.
玛利亚她想到，直接的想到是这个看园子人，因为耶稣不属于这个园子的主人，所以她把这个身体移去了。She
didn't realize this was Jesus Christ himself.
她不知道那就是站在她面前就是耶稣。And
she didn't also because he looked different from when he was alive.
也有个可能就是耶稣那时候看起来已经不一样了。And
but Jesus asked her, "Why are you crying?"
耶稣问她说，你为什么哭呢？
Who are you looking for?
你在找谁呢？
And she only recognized him when he called her in his usual manner.
一直到耶稣对他用他平常呼叫他的方式，他才理解。
Then she recognized who this person was.
他才那时候才知道说这个站在他眼前的就是耶稣。
And she cried in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which meant teacher.
那时候就是用亚兰文说拉波尼就是夫子的意思。You
know, when I read this, I remember specifically what Jesus says about my sheep hears my voice.
到这个时候，我想到耶稣所说的，我的羊听我的声音。You
know, if we want to hear Jesus' voice, we must know him intimately.
我们要知道耶稣的声音的话，我们必须要亲密的认识他。
So that when he speaks, even he doesn't look like whom we thought we know before, we can recognize him.
所以当耶稣呼叫我们的时候，即使看起来不像耶稣，我们也知道是耶稣的声音，就像玛利亚这边一样。
We must have that relationship with him.
我们必须要和神有这样子的关系。
Because without it, even if He appears before us, we would not know Him.
因为不这样子的话，即使耶稣在我面前显现，我们或许也认不出他来。
And Jesus' voice is only unique to those who know Him intimately.
耶稣的声音对那些认识亲密认识他的人是独特的。
You know, when I first answered the call of God to go into full-time ministry,
在我决定要全职服侍神的时候。
I think that was at least 25 or 30 years ago.
大概25到30年前。
People always ask me this question.
人们总是问我说，
How do you know God has called you into ministry?
你怎么知道神要你进入全职服侍呢？
My reply was,
我的回应总是，
Always is that I know because He used the scriptures and His spirit to testify to my spirit.
因为神用他的灵和话，他的话语经文来和我的灵做见证，同做见证。
But at that point, when I sense that I'm still struggling and I'm skeptical about what I know and hear.
在我真正完全完全来进入这个服事之前，我还心里面还是有一些怀疑。
And I would still ask God to confirm.What He calls me or tells me to do.
我希望神来给我一些确据。
And He often does.
他常常会给我一些确据。
And He does it in different ways.
他用不同的方式来显示。
But every time He uses scripture.
但每次他都用他的经文。
And He uses His own people to testify to me to confirm that call.
用他的子民来向我来做见证。
See, God can speak many ways.
神会用不同的方式对我们说话。
But however, the scriptures and the spirit are the two main ways or things that will never be taken away in that confirmation or calling.
但不管怎么样，神的话语就是他的经文和神的灵，这两个是必须要有的。
Why is this important?
为什么这个很重要呢？
Because the spirit.This is to ensure that it is the Holy Spirit and no other voices is telling you, not even your own voice.
这就是要确定说是圣灵，而不是其他人的声音，或是甚至我们自己的声音来告诉我们要走这条道路。
But the Holy Spirit is subjective when He speaks to you.
圣灵他告诉我们，向我们启示的时候，他是一个主观的。
And that's why you need the Scripture, which is objective.
所以你需要这个经文是客观的。
To ensure that it is the divine spirit, not a human spirit, or not any other spirit.
确定这个是由神来的灵，而不是其他人的声音。
Because if it's the Holy Spirit, God will never ask you to do something that it will go against His own words.
因为凡是出于神的，他不会违背自己所说的话。
Because there's a verse in the scriptures that says that reads, He went out and hanged Himself.
这个在经文里面有一句话说他出去就上吊死了。
Do you know that verse?
你们知道在哪里吗？
Talking about who?
在讲谁呢？
Judas.
讲犹大。
Right?
爱主的犹大。
After he betrayed Jesus, he felt guilty, he went out and he hanged himself.
在卖主犹大他觉得很愧疚，所以他就上吊死了。
But it is not meant for you to do the same if you come to that verse.
所以他在这边不是要你读到这边就去做同样的事情。
God will never ask you to go and do that.
神绝对不会叫你做这样的事情。
Only Satan will tell you that.
只有撒旦会叫我们做这样的事。
See, the Spirit will only tell you what? Repent if you have sinned against God.
圣灵会叫我们悔改，如果我们得罪神的话。
The Spirit will never tell you, 你去死吧。
圣灵不会叫我们去死。
He will tell you 悔改，对不对？
对。
Jesus' voice is unique only to you when you have that relationship with Him.
当我们有跟耶稣有亲密的关系的时候，我们耶稣的声音对我们来讲才是独特的。
And lastly, verse 17 and 18 is.His instruction is unique.
最后十七十八节，他的指示也是独特的。
We read that when Mary realized this Jesus, she clung on to Jesus so tight.
玛利亚发现这是耶稣的时候，她紧紧的抓，想要紧紧抓住耶稣。
And Jesus' response to her was, "Don't hold me so tight. I have not gone to my Father yet."
他说不要这么紧抓住我，我还没有去我见我的父。
Go instead and tell my brothers and tell them，
往我弟兄那里去告诉他们，
that I'm going to go back to my father and to make sure that she understood which father he's talking about， not Joseph， he says your father to my God and your God。She tells her very clearly, it is the heavenly father and not his earthly father.
耶稣说他要升上去见我的父，他这边要特别解释说也是你们的父，要玛利亚知道说这个是天父，而不是我们地上的父亲。
You know, I put it in a very contemporary way, is that she was clinging to Jesus, and Jesus said, "Hey, relax, relax, I'm not going yet."
玛利亚，我们想象那个当时的场景，或许是玛利亚紧抓着耶稣不让他走。耶稣就说请就是放轻松，我还没有要离开。
Go tell the rest of my disciples what you saw and heard about me，
告诉其他的门徒你看到的。
And he makes sure he's talking about going to the Father in heaven and not his Father in Nazareth。
他要确定说玛利亚知道说他要上去看他的天父，而不是地上的父亲。
And Jesus' instruction to Mary is actually the same as the Great Commission.
耶稣告诉玛利亚的这个指示，其实是就是大使命的指示。
Go testify about me.
去为耶稣做见证。
What you see and what I say or what I teach.
去把我的教导告诉别人。
That's exactly the same instruction Jesus gave in Matthew 20:19, but put in a different way.
在马太福音这边也讲到说 大使命的指示 在这边是一样的意思。
After his death his teaching is still the same and yet it is unique in that way. It is go and make disciples of all nations.
在马太福音里面讲到说去万国做见证。
It is a call to bear witness.
他来这个要大使命是要门徒去外面去万国使万民做耶稣的门徒。
Bear witness of who he is and what he teach.
做见证，为耶稣做见证，就是他所做的，他身为一个是什么样的一个生命。
So that they will become disciples of Jesus Christ.
所以他们就成为耶稣的门徒。
And we read this later on, we will find that in the book of Acts, the disciple did just as Jesus instructed.
我们接下来看到《使徒行传》里面，他们做的就是他们去遵行这个大使命。
Will we go and tell and make disciples like the disciples of Jesus Christ？
我们会不会像耶稣所吩咐的一样，去万国做遵行他的大使命，去万国让万民都成为耶稣的门徒呢
？Will we resonate this Easter as we reflect on Jesus' death and His resurrection that we will？Obey him like the disciples obeyed him.
在这个复活节的时候，我们愿不愿意来遵行耶稣基督，就像他当初怎么样来教导门徒一样，来遵行他的大使命？
There's this writer by the name of George Sweeting.
有一个作家叫做George Sweeting.
In his book, the title is The No Guilt Guide for Witnessing.
他写本书叫做《无罪恶感的做见证指南》。
And he tells of a story about this guy named John Curry.
在这个书里面讲到一个John Curry 这个人。
And in 1949, John was found guilty of murder.
在1949年约翰他被有罪被判定有罪，因为他谋杀别人。
And then he was sentenced to life in prison.
他被判在监狱里面无期徒刑。
But later he was paroled to work on a farm near Nashville.
他之后被假释，他在一个农场 Nashville 附近的农场工作。
And then in 1968, his sentence was actually terminated.
在1968年的时候，他的这个刑罚已经结束了。
And so a letter actually was written bearing the good news was sent to him.
这个有一个信就是要寄给这个约翰这个人，但是就是要寄给他，告诉说他的刑罚已经结束了。
But he never got it.
但是他从来没有接到这封信。
And so, because he was on the farm,
因为他是在农场里面工作。
And so, life on the prison farm was hard.
如果说是在一个在那时候的一个监狱的一个农场，是一个是很辛苦的工作。
And without the promise for of anything in the future,
他没有对未来是没有盼望的。
Yet John kept doing what he was told to do.
这约翰他只好就不断的来做他他他们别人告诉他做什么事情他就做什么事。
Even after the owner of the farm died.
即使这个农场主人死掉之后，他还是继续。
10 years went by.
又再过十年了。
Then one day, a state parole officer looked at his case and learned about his plight.
所以在十年之后呢一个州的这个假释的官员他看到了这个约翰的一个档案然后知道他的困境。
So he decided to find him.
所以决定要去找出约翰这个人。
To bring him the good news.
来把这个好消息来告诉他。
And in the book, George Sweeting concluded like this.
所以这个作者呢他是这样子做结论的。
Would it matter to you if someone sent you an important message?
对你来讲，有人如果说要寄给你一个很重要的信息
，the most important in your life，
你生命中最重要的一个信息
，but year after year that message was never delivered。
但是年复一年，你一直没有收到这个信息。
See, God has given us that message。
神已经给我们了这个信息。
It is to be delivered to those who are still lost in their sin。
他要我们去告诉别人他这个一样的好消息。
We have ourselves received。That good news.
我们自己已经接受了这个福音。
We know that we have the promise of eternal life.
我们知道我们有永生的盼望。
But that message has not yet delivered to everyone.
但是这个信息还就是不是到达所有的人。
See, as we remember Jesus' death and resurrection this Easter.
在我们这个复活节在想回想纪念耶稣基督的死和复活的时候。
The reason Jesus came into this world to die for you and I, our sin, and give us this new life is good news.
耶稣基督为我们的罪而死而复活，这是一个好消息。
But it is not. It does not stop there.
但是不应该只是仅止在我们身上就停下来了。
Because Jesus, even after his death, he calls his disciples and he tells them, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
因为耶稣告诉他的门徒说：“去万国使万民做我的门徒。”
So the message is still for us.
所以这个今天的信息还是很给我们告诉我们的信息。
We need to deliver the message to the one who are still lost in their sin.
我们必须要把这个重要的信息，这个福音的消息，来告诉那些还没有得救的人。
Will you do it?
你会不会这样做
？Will you together with your brothers and sisters as a church?Do it too.
我们会不会和其他能不能和其他的弟兄姐妹教会弟兄姐妹来一同来配搭来把神的话语这个信息来告诉更多的人
As one family under God we are not only just called to do this individually but also as a church
我们在 上帝之下主那一家不只是我们自个人的一个使命更是我们教会的一个使命
May God help us
求主帮助我们
Let's pray
来祷告
我们的父我们感谢你因为耶稣基督的死跟复活我们有了生命我们有了盼望但是有很多人还没有听到福音所以求神你自己给我们这个负担给我们这个愿意来照做你的吩咐去把福音传出去奉主耶稣的名求阿们